Hey, everybody. I'm Andy Weinberg, and welcome to episode 44 of the David Wasikinen In The Pocket podcast here on Philly Rock Radio. And you can find this show and all shows at in-the-pocket.simplecast.com. And here on our 44th episode, I want to thank once again our great sponsors, the wonderful people at Behavioral Pediatrics and ABA Therapy Associates in Lansdale, Pennsylvania, working with autistic children, teens, and young adults, as well as people with other behavioral diagnoses. They do fantastic work over there. So if this affects your family, please give them a call at 267-663-7141. Also, our very good friend of the show, Eric Metz and Croker Percussion.
Them people.
CrokerPercussion.com, 215-669-8588. They make all kinds of really cool percussion instruments, yeah. A few of which Dave has with him today. And you're going to hear them any minute because we have in the studio with us this week, not one, but two Philadelphia music treasures. Both have returned to our program, both return guests, and we are so thrilled to have them back. The legend himself, Don Lee Van Winkle, just call him Winkle.
Yo, right. Wink.
Yeah. And then his very good friend and also incredibly talented singer, songwriter, and friend of Willie Nelson, Skip Denenberg.
Hey, guys.
We'd all like to be a friend of Willie's. How cool is that?
It's really cool to have Wink and Skip back with us this week. And they both have some great, it's been a really, really cool 2019 for them. And we're going to be talking a lot about that and hearing a bunch of live music this week.
Of course, with Eric's Brushbox and his Cajon, which a lot of guys are playing and a lot of girls. I know I saw a video the other day of a woman playing it, and it's so cool because you can just, like, I grabbed, threw it in my car, set up here, and away you go, and you can play you know, acoustically, you can do it, but it's a really great piece of equipment, and I'm so glad that a lot of guys are latching on and doing it, and good for Croker Percussion because it's a really cool piece of gear.
As we said, check them out, CrokerPercussion.com, or give Eric a call at 215-669-8588. All right, well, there's so much.
I got to give a shout out then to the autism organization, how great work they've done.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, enough can't be said about these people, and people should pick up on that and contribute.
Yeah.
They're doing God's work, you know.
Yeah, that's good, Wink. Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it's Brenda Doherty, who runs the clinic, she's a very good friend of the show as well. So,
cool.
Thanks, Brenda, for all the great work you do. All right, well, let's talk. I mean, we got so much exciting news for both you guys this year. Wink's got an amazing new album out. It's called Great Unknown. We're going to talk a lot about it. The guys are going to perform some live stuff from it.
But we got a great national review, too. It was like 3.5 stars. Should have been 4, but 8. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I'll give it 4.
Out of 4, which is really amazing. Right. It's great. And it's worth every star.
Yeah, and I think you can get these on your website for, what, $5? Something like that? What are you selling them for?
$10.
Okay. Yeah. $5 it was at the...
Whatever you can get.
It was $5 at the record release show a couple weeks ago.
No,
right?
I said, don't leave without one and put whatever you want on
it. Okay. Right. That's so cool.
Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, which I heard, I unfortunately couldn't make it, Dave. I heard it was an incredible night.
Oh, what a night, man! He had Chris Lusinger and Dennis Wage and Bobby King came up from Nashville
and the Hooters and
Rob Hyman got up and played a song with us and Charlie
Ingwe from the Soul Survivor.
Winkle and we're leaving. Al played guitar
and
Joe. Teague?
Joe Treak.
Treak played on...
played pedal steel. Yeah. He filled
I've been spelling his name wrong the whole time. I've been putting Teague. I didn't know it was Treak. I left out the R. Trigger. Son of a bitch.
Trigger.
Drummer move. That's
and if you don't know, I mean, the album is classified as rock on some websites. There's a lot of old school country on here, too. Like good country.
It's a real record, man. Yeah,
like country
indeed.
Before it became overly marketed and commercialized. This is pure country rock and it's heartfelt. I know these songs came from a really emotional place for you.
I love the story behind this whole thing.
Yeah.
It's really good. We'll get to it.
We're going to get to it, but we got Skip here.
Yeah, now let's talk about
Skip Denenberg has a song that he co-wrote, I think, with Willie Nelson's bass player. Is that it? Or
B. Spears was Willie's bass player for a long time, and I think I told you guys about him last time I was here, but B is... It's just like Willie. Great sense of humor.
Yeah.
Wonderful guy. Really great guy. And we were working. The first time I went down to Nashville to record was with B and a bunch of other cats that I didn't even know.
How cool.
were the Cats. You know, they played with Garth Brooks. Yeah. And they played with, and they were.
And you got to be good to do that.
Like Chris and Dennis.
Yeah.
Just the nicest fellas you ever want to meet. Yeah. Very norm. Nobody said anything about who they were. Nobody had attitude. Yeah. And man, they played great stuff. And B and I have been friends. Well, we were friends for 20 some years till.
Yeah.
Till he passed 8 years ago. This month, actually.
Oh.
Oh, no, his birthday was this month. He passed in December, but but we were taking songs to the studio. This is one of the ones that we were planning to take to the studio to record.
Yeah.
But we got lucky. It just seemed to be at the right time for Willie, the songs, the album he was making.
Yeah.
It had it was lyrically, they call it lyrically driven.
Yeah.
And this one kind of fit in that little genre that they were trying to capture.
Oh man,
we got lucky.
How exciting!
So I didn't realize I didn't realize the song had been around that long.
Yeah.
So if great songs don't die, you know, and that's why it's like so important. Like I was telling a young songwriter last night, I said, just keep on writing. And it's something that I came on to much later in my career, like playing drums, but like just I've been always around great songwriters. And
you sure have been around some great songwriters, man.
The craft is just unbelievable. And like Wink, you know, you're constantly writing and doing things. Yeah. And I told this kid, just keep it up, you know, don't stop. Even if you stop playing, you keep on writing, because like it just, when you get on a gem. Mm-hmm. That gem lives, man. You know, it's like you wouldn't let go of that song. And, you know, it's when that happens to you. It's
well,
like,
Andy had said something.
Thank God Willie didn't.
Andy said heartfelt.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the key. That's the thing about Wink's album.
Oh.
Boy, you listen to that album and every one of those songs just grabs you.
Oh.
And the way that was, and it was so beautifully produced and played on, and it wasn't like minimalized played on. It was just exactly what the song needed. Was played on.
The amazing playing on that record, and the songs are terrific, and they made the songs pop.
I
recall one night when I was driving back from down and I went down Atlantic City, and it's the first time that she got past the first track, because we were listening in the car,
right.
And she was like, oh my God, she goes, it's so good, because we were, at the time, we were going back and forth from Western Stars, Springsteen's new record.
Oh, right.
And, and as much as I like that record, and I love that record, Wink's my fave.
No argument.
That record, the songs on it are just so true. And no, Springsteen's songs are true because they're talking about his life. But because even if I didn't know what went on with
Wink,
that record grabbed me, the stories and the songs. And it's exactly how, you know, you've been doing your thing, writing and trying to tell the story, you know.
Well, there's stories.
I'm so happy. Look, I can't tell how happy I am for you.
I know,
man.
My head is exploding. Let's talk about Skiff's success. I just like the point that after 50 years of pushing and trying to get a tune.
Yeah.
And keeping the faith.
Right.
That. It just
happens, man.
It just happened.
Yeah. Well, the album is, Willie's album is called Ride Me Back Home. It just came out a couple months ago. And the song that Skip co-wrote that's on the album is called Nobody's Listening. And Skip and Wink and Dave are going to play it for you now. It's called Nobody's Listening. It's a beautiful song, so check it out.
All right, here we go. Choking back the tears as he tried to tell his wife the job he'd had for years. He worked hard all his life, then everything went south and he couldn't meet the bills and he had to sell the house that his daddy built. And he asked how such a thing could be happening. But he was sure there was nobody listening. In the Gulf of Mexico, near the town of New Orleans, where all the tourists go, in this land of hopes and dreams, there came a killer storm, a devastating flood, and the people they were warned turned old streets to mud.
Sure enough, that storm took everything. And it was like there was nobody listening. In these days of change and mass communication, seems like no one's plugged into the sounds of desperation. And they say the future's just an extension of the past. And history has a knack coming back. Here we go. Takes his pen and he tries to find the words. No, time and time again they often go unheard. And the singer sings a song and he tries to impart all the trouble going on, heavy on his heart. But what good is a song he has to sing? But nobody's listening. But I know why he has to try to sing. Somebody's listening.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I can't believe that song sat around for 8 years before it got recorded, because that's an incredible song.
Thank you very much.
Fantastic lyrics.
I will tell you that I usually close a set with that, always close a set with that. And I always try to remember to dedicate it to the hardworking American farmer, because that was part of the inspiration of that song, as well as Hurricane Katrina. But I remember seeing a story about a farmer with tears running down his eyes, saying, I can't keep the farm anymore.
Yeah.
And
the struggles are greater than ever right now with what's going on with China and stuff. And it's just rough, man.
Right. And obviously that's a cause that's really important to Willie.
I don't think I mentioned that to Willie, but he probably picked up on it. But that's the song that I closed the set with, and a shout out to the, you know, we like eating, guys. I mean, we talk about restaurants all the time
and
where we're going to go eat and how important it is to get your food from somebody who cares about the soil.
Well, I think, and this is the mark of a great song. I mean, obviously, it works in that context, Katrina. Yeah, but it also almost works in the context of daily life and people who need help in just their day-to-day life. So that's why the song works so well. I mean,
well, I'm glad you guys like it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wink, what do you think?
Amazing. I'm just so proud of him. I can't believe it.
Thank you, bud.
He's worked so hard.
He's got other songs that bring tears to your eyes. Also.
Yeah. I hope it's just it's cool, because this kind of thing, and I don't know, you know, we all have our moments through life. It's nice to see this happen at this stage of your life happening. You know, it's really unfortunate sometimes when we all know people that like they didn't get their accolades till after they were gone.
Yeah, man.
And you know, I mean, I think about, you know, Richie a lot about this kind of stuff because we work with Charlie, you know, and it's like, you know, an amazing story about, and those, you know,
those guys are so good.
And the walk, you know, it's like, I just, it's so great.
say
and our pal Joey, part. Joey Wilson.
Joey Wilson,
Joey.
Too, you know.
What a
Joey
great was songwriter.
You wrote with Joey. Yeah.
What do they say? It's the journey, not the destination.
Yeah, exactly.
So you got to do it for the journey. You got to enjoy the journey.
Enjoy it while you're doing it. It's like that. I try to get there, you know, because and that night I keep on reflecting back to Winx night there the other night when we played at Frankie Bradley's. One, I'd never been in Frankie Bradley's, which was a cool venue.
Ain't it cool?
The only pain in the ass is just getting the gear up that stairs. Yeah. But man, what a cool venue! And the night when everybody came around, it was so much love in the
love
air.
Love fest.
And the band was cooking, and right. Dennis. I can't really keep telling people about Dennis because when he was playing piano, how he would sit out like he was one of these piano. He doesn't have to play every bar, you know. It's like okay, he'd sit down and then all of a sudden back in. What a that Nashville thing. Like you don't need me right here, and I knew exactly when to come in.
Yeah.
What a player, man, those guys. And Chris, of course, too. Great.
Yeah.
Well,
amazing.
They were just like that in Nashville when they were recording. Yeah. They talk about and wait for the correct entrance.
Yeah.
Dennis said, I'm looking for my entrance.
Yeah.
You know.
Boy, what a sound, what a player.
And
great.
Dave, by the way, you were hammering that night.
Oh, I had fun. It was
you
good.
Know, I don't know if we gave you enough, but you had to learn all those songs.
Yeah. Dave knew the record.
Yeah,
I
you really
it.
Knew
Thanks.
The record,
He was
buddy.
My MVP.
Absolutely right.
Well, I'll tell you what, it helps when it's a good record. And it was a great record.
That's true.
And I never stopped listening to it, so it was like I kind of knew those parts right from the get-go here and going, wow, this is great.
Yeah, but you even got the little nuances.
I tried to, because
you know, those little fills just before something would happen.
The drummers were spectacular.
Spectacular.
And really are. You can't use a better word because they were so great and they knew exactly what they were doing and they made those songs pop.
They did.
So it was fun.
So did you that night, buddy.
Well,
so the moral here is if there's a Philly band out there that has a big show and you need a drummer for the night, we'll give Dave's phone number
Let
after the show.
Let me tell you, I'm working a lot these days.
But you never turned down a gig, my friend.
I know.
So.
Well, I think Ken, especially if I like, well, last night was unique doing it, but I particularly been having fun playing with all these guys that I've been admiring for years.
Yeah.
I mean, we played a show at Upper Merion Park a few weeks ago, and Skip came and opened for us, and Winkle tore it up.
Yes,
man.
He did.
We got videos of him going out into the audience. Oh. He used that
wireless.
Matter of fact, I got your wireless bag in the car, by the way.
Oh,
but he killed it. So, but we had almost all the guys there, just about. And it was so much fun, and we had a great crowd. I think they had the biggest crowd of the summer there, it was wonderful. And we had such a ball, and it's so much fun playing with those guys.
Andy, I call Dave the drum slave. He's destined to play drums until he can't.
There's the title for the book.
Drum slave.
There's the title for the book. The drum slave.
That's a good one.
We'll give Wink credit for the title.
It's very good.
We're going to co-write this book next year, Dave.
Right. I know. And I'll tell you, but it's such a pleasure to play with the Philly guys because they're so good. And I don't want to use underrated, but we're in a city that are shadowed by New York. And but the community here, because I've had a lot of guys tell me, why don't we do, like, when I was up with Jeff Raspy up at Brookline, the radio station there, I said, you ought to do this in a pocket thing. No, actually, he said it to me. We should do this thing here in Asbury Park. Exactly. Because it's a cool thing. You can do it in any city. And because this city, I thought that it would be a great idea to honor the American Dream and, you know, Joey Wilson, all these guys.
Robert Hazard.
Putting it up
on
the NAS so they could hear, us playing it and talk about how great these guys were. Because, like, I assumed that Todd, even though Todd, is he in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
He's not.
I don't think
he's not.
It's a fucking shame that he is not, but he will be at some point.
Probably.
I hope so. And
did you just say the F word?
Yeah, I did.
We can do that on this show.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
wonderful.
So, so go to town if you want.
But I'll tell you, man, it's so great to have, like Baker, you could do in the pot Bakersville with, what's that guy's name, the great country artist who wears the hat?
Garth Brooks?
No, the other guy.
Dwight
Yoakam. What I mean? Every city has their guys, like the Rugburns there in San Diego. In L.A., you got a ton of it. But we got the great talent and great amazing personalities here in Philadelphia. Like every one of those guys, man, I think all of them have been on the podcast and they've all been great.
Yeah. And I think there's a few guys we haven't had on yet.
But I'll tell you what, it's It's fun. It's fun for me to do. So a slaving, you know, it's a good title, but it, I enjoy myself.
It's a labor of love for you.
Yeah, I want to die behind the drums. Well, I don't.
not anytime soon.
But if I go there, trust me, I won't be too. It won't be too sad. It'd be a good place to go.
You know? You can't go yet. You got the big Hooters 40th anniversary tour next year.
Yeah, exactly. 40 years.
Wow.
Forty years for Dave. What about 50 years for you, my friend Wink? American Dream album came out in 1970. That'll be 50 years next year.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. And that was the band we like, because of him and Nick and Don. Like, I knew all about, like, Mickey. Like, I knew all about that band. That drummer was my favorite drummer. I liked everything about his playing. And I loved the way he looked behind the drums. I would try to. He reminded me of Nigel Olsen in some ways. And then he had his own thing. And sometimes he'd have a double bass drum. And just his whole thing. And that band. Nick Jameson, Don Van Winkle, Don Ferris, Nicky and Delicato. Uh-huh. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving somebody out. Nick Jameson? Did I get him?
Yeah, that's.
Oh my God, everybody! But what a band! Oh my God, and they were legendary. I thought they were huge all over. I thought they were like a massive band around the world. I didn't know.
Nick, Don, Don.
Yeah.
I think one of the great things about In the Pocket is bringing to light these bands that a younger generation wouldn't have known. Like, there's a lot of people that, and it's a crime, but have never heard of the American Dream until In the Pocket came along and covered I Ain't Searching.
Yeah.
Now you guys do My Babe Live.
Wink's story about Nick singing it like Eric is very funny. Because Nick's version of it is, like, I remember getting Already Free, and that album that he made, and my friend Eric Parker played drums on it, and I saw that band because Shane Fontaine was playing guitar. He had all these Woodstock guys, and his version of
was it like the American Dream?
They do it like the American Dream.
He mimicked the American Dream.
And he had this incredible drum sound. But then we did, and Eric did it like The Who, and then Nick played it with Winkle, and he plays it like sang
started
it like
singing
Eric.
Like
and
Eric.
Winkle looks at him, what are you doing? he did a 180. You know,
it's a matter for you.
Yeah, but you know, thinking about those times though, because I was just in Atlantic City, and I think about every time I'm in Atlantic City, I think about seeing Charlie Ingwe and Richie. I was there with my parents. I was 11 years old, and I guarded. I don't know if you know the story. Mandrake Memorial were playing. Soul Survivors were on Ed Hess' show, and Randy, you probably knew Randy from Mandrake Memorial.
Yeah.
Randy said to me, I didn't know Randy. I was 11 years old. He said, would you want to be our roadie? I was like, are you kidding me?
Wow.
So I'm guarding Mandrake Memorial's gear. My parents said, okay, we got to go. And I said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here. And then I remember Richie and Charlie walked by me going onto the stage, and I felt like I was standing next to gods.
Yeah, man.
I know. And they were great, and they were gods. Yeah, I remember I would stare at that album. What a great album cover to this day. Mm. But again, that's another reason why I wanted to honor that.
When I first met Richie and Charlie, Paul Fishkin, the American Dream's manager, brought them into our rehearsal so we could take a look at Success.
Oh, shit.
Because they had number three
album. That guy.
And they were stars to us.
Legendary guy, too, Paul Fishkin, because, you know, he actually signed Joey, too, and he did amazing things, Stevie Nicks.
Mm-hmm.
He knew great music.
Oh, yeah.
What a good guy. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah, he's still doing well.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear
that. Family man now in California.
Yeah.
I just had dinner with him a few months back.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he invited me to his house on a Christmas one night. And I remember it was when I just moved to California. It was 85 degrees, and it was Christmas Eve, and I went to his house, and he lived in Beverly Hills. And I'm thinking, this is so bizarre. I'm at Paul Fishkin's house, and it's 85 degrees on December 24th.
Wow.
And I just said, like, I don't know. And then I ended up staying there for 20 years.
Right.
I don't know how that happened, but yeah, Fishkin.
That weather can
Thanks,
do it
Paul.
For you.
Hey, speaking of old relationships and meeting people, but how did Skip, you and Wink kind of become friends and meet for the first time? Because obviously you got a nice little camaraderie
Dobbs.
Going.
Yeah, we've hung out for a long time together and done a lot of music together. And I tell you the truth, I don't have the slightest idea.
I don't remember either how we met.
But
just
probably
know,
Dobbs.
It was Dobbs.
I'll tell you,
I'm sure, though.
Me and my wife were walking down, me and Kathy.
The legendary Kathy McDonald.
We're walking down South Street, and Skip, I don't know what happened, but something made us really laugh hard. And Skip walks by, and he goes, I'm just getting warmed up. He didn't even know what made us laugh. You should see me when I get warmed up.
Yeah.
But, I think Dobbs was a place where, you know, I heard him play and I was, everybody, you know, what it's like you watch him play, you go, this guy's really good.
So what roughly what year would this have been? Like, I mean, what decades, the early
78 probably, right?
Yeah, I think I just come back from California. And rolled into Dobbs, and they said, this is the new place where the music's happening. South Street was was just...
Thurgood used to play there all the time back then.
I got a great Thurgood story about the owners of Dobbs. But you roll into Dobbs, and there was live music. John Travis, one of the owners, was big on having music at the place.
Yeah.
And that's when Thurgood really got his start.
Yeah,
and this guy was just about, you know, to me, they were the same guys.
Yeah.
And
he was there every day.
And he would say to John, hey, look, don't give me any more money. Give me more gigs. Give me more nights to play.
Uh-huh.
And one time, this is my favorite story, he says that, George says to Travis, hey, John, I'll play Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon in the lot next door, and Sunday night for $300. Uh-huh. And Travis goes, I don't know, George, that's a lot of money. And Daytime Dickey, who was the other owner, says, give him the money, let him play. And sure enough, Travis said to him, I think it was that night, he said, you know, one of these days you're going to be playing Madison Square Garden and we're going to be there.
Yeah.
And sure enough, Dave Ickes has a photo of him at Madison Square Garden with Travis and every stash in the background clapping.
Yeah.
And there's George playing it.
Wasn't it? And when George first went, he was three-piece when he did that.
Yeah.
Just him and Jeff
with
and
no
Billy.
Bass player.
Yeah. No Billy
guitar player played on the low end of the guitar.
Was that Billy playing? Yeah, Billy Blau?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, and I think when they went... Were they three? I think when they played the Spectrum in those big venues, they were three pieces.
Oh, yeah.
And then they went to a bigger band. But I remember seeing stages where it was just so sparse.
Yeah.
It was so cool because everybody's going big production. It was just the real.
I feel the same about Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers when they were a trio.
Yeah.
They just ruled.
Yeah.
I walked out of the Vet Stadium and I turned and said, listen to this. And because the simplicity of the three-piece, it's so, you know.
They were ferocious, man. They still are.
Oh, yeah. And they got their story.
Tommy's got a new album out. Great.
Great. What's the name? Grandstand?
Showboats and Grandstanders. Yeah,
Tommy, we're giving you a plug, buddy.
We had go ahead. Get Wink's album. Get Tommy's album. A lot of great music coming out of Philly. Get Willie Nelson's album so you can hear Skip.
Mm-hmm.
Skip's song, I should say.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
Some good things going on, man.
Yeah, let's hear some more music. Do you want to do something from your album, Wink, or Skip? Do you want to do another one?
No, let's get Wink.
What do you
want to
do, Wink?
Yeah, let's just, once again, I want to promote this. It's called Great Unknown. Go on Wink's website to order it, and it's fantastic. What do you guys want to play for us?
Stages of Forgiveness.
Oh, you want to do that one?
Yeah, that's great.
Let me get up to it. Because I was tuned down for that. I'm ready for you.
One, two, three. You owed me that. I'm caught up in stages of forgiveness. I'm not quite there yet. I'll never forget, as God is my witness. But I've learned how to burden this sorrow and bury this pain and love again. Maybe tomorrow, maybe tomorrow I can move forward. Tonight I'll sleep like a baby. Maybe invisible idiot, can't forgive myself. I was out of line, you were out of focus, slipping away a little each day. I never noticed you were right. I was so selfish. I saw you with him, he looked at you, and I got so jealous. Yesterday I was your hero, but today, out of sight, out of mind, I had it all. Now I
I'm caught up in stages of forgiveness. Maybe in time things will be fine. God is our witness. I'm caught up in stages of forgiveness. I'm not quite there yet. I'll never forget. God is our witness.
I love that song. I love the whole record.
That's really nice. That's really sweet.
Let's do a little of that.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to just jump right into something else? I was just gonna ask Wink if you wanted to, because I know it's really personal for you. Do you want to share the story behind this album and what inspired it for people who don't know?
Okay. Well, you know, after sudden loss of my wife, and everything that goes with something tragedy like that, led me to this point after I got all the technical things done, the house renovated and cleaned up a little bit, and got things back in order and got my our lives to continue on the same path that they were. Yeah. You know, I figured I got to get out of town, Mage. I got 3 weeks of no work. So I called my friend Bobby. I said, Bobby, I got 2 songs I wrote for Kath. I want to get them sound beautiful. And he hooked up the session for me, and I got in the car and I took off. I'm not one to do this, but I drove all the way down to Nashville. We did the 2 songs. Then I left very happily, went to Austin, Texas to visit a widow friend of the wife of Daoud Shaw, drummer.
Great drummer,
great guy. And we had 3 days there, and I call my son. I tell him, it's wonderful. I'm going to go to Nashville if I ever record. And he goes, Dad, you're there. You stay there. I said, what do you mean stay there? Book another session. So I book another session. I drive back to Nashville. We have a great afternoon. We do 3 more songs, and I come home. I think I got a nice 5-song EP. Well, my son, again, who should be my manager, said, Dad, that's not enough. You need 8 or 10 songs to do a CD. I said, you're sending me back to Nashville. And he says, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
So went back to Nashville, had this marathon day where we recorded 5 songs in one day and came home with this. And, you know, a lot of magic happened, a lot of great energy, you know.
Indeed. I mean, it came from, these songs came from obviously a place of loss, but I imagine they helped you heal.
Not all, right, a lot of them did.
And
you know, some are just romantic interludes and thoughts and dreams.
But the word is such, you're such a wordsmith. And if there's any as an, you served as an example, gallantly getting through a tragic situation. I mean, I watched 2 of my good friends lose people that were super close to them, and both were people that got back on the horse. Mm-hmm. Charlie, when he got up and played the following day, and then what you did was amazing, because I knew you were grieving, and the way you grieved was so, you know, I mean, no one likes to watch anybody go through that, but it was like amazing, and it was like a lesson for us all, because what you did is you just kept on going, and then you talked about it. You talked about it, and you cried tears. You came on this show on the podcast, and then you traveled, and you let it out through song, which was, if anybody can learn anything about grief, that's the way to do it, man.
That first,
if you got to go through it,
was wonderful.
Yeah,
that was before
fun.
All this.
You played,
and I got to play Waiting,
which was beautiful.
Right.
And
Sweet Love of Mine.
Oh my God, and it was just so it was profound to see how you did that, and you never forget that, because Kathy, being Kathy, and people who were lucky enough to know her,
yeah, man,
met someone that was so unique to our world,
yeah.
that there'll never be another person like
the go-to
that.
The go-to girl.
Yeah. Amazing. She just was remarkable, and she full of forgiveness mm-hmm. and full of love and, you know.
And funny as the day.
Funny,
long,
man. She said stuff
should
to
have
me
been
to
a comedian,
me
man.
Really. And so, you know, and boy, would she be proud of this record. Yeah. She'd be proud of this whole thing. She'd be fucking knocked out. There yeah, he goes. I said it again. She would be knocked out. And she would probably like that I said that.
You know, well, you know, the guys in Nashville, Bobby sent a note that said, yeah. the guys in Nashville love Winkle. They say he says fuck a lot.
Not as much as Dave.
Not as much as Dave, right.
Yeah. Well, the wonderful thing about this album is, you know, mm-hmm. obviously some of the subject matter of some of these songs is sad, but they're not. It's not a maudlin album at all. No, right, I mean, it's right. not. You can feel good listening to this, even
For
though
sure. always, yeah.
even though you know where some of the songs mm-hmm. came from and what mm-hmm. you know, it's which is not easy to do to write mm-hmm. to take that subject matter and to make it almost like an uplifting.
Right. Yeah. We're going to do a lot. We're going to do something in is it November?
November
at the Rib House mm-hmm. again, and we're going to play the record. Mm-hmm. And
somewhere before then.
Yeah, which would be great because it's such a fun
it was.
Performance.
It was a lot of fun.
The show. It really was a great night.
It was.
You missed a really.
Oh, I yeah.
It was as good in my mind. It reminded me the closest thing I can compare it to is the American Dream. It was that good.
Yeah,
wow.
That's what I heard from everybody who was there. Well, let's hear some more music from the album. Right. What else you guys want to play?
Were you going into the next song with a message from you? Is that what it was?
You want to do a message from you? Let's do that.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, let's do that. Let me get the rock sticks on this rock.
All right. Once again, while Dave changes his sticks, remind people this album is called Great Unknown. It's from Winkle. What's your website, Wink? It's
DonLeeVanWinkle.com.
There you go, DonLeeVanWinkle.com.
It's on all the streams.
You can order, yeah, and you can get the stuff on iTunes and Amazon.
That's your mic, Wink.
Spotify and
get a little closer to the mic. Maybe move that a little bit. There you go. Maybe turn the mic up a little bit.
That's
turn
okay.
Okay, good.
All right, so you guys are gonna play No Message from You.
On the phone, but you never respond. Your voicemail's the only thing I can turn on. So push the red key, hang down my head. Long for the love that was lost this way. Cry myself to sleep alone in the bed. Visions of you keep rushing through my head, and I wake up to find it was all a dream. You're really gone and there's no one to blame. Down the phone, stare at the wall, and wait for your call. But time goes by the crawl, and the call never comes. No vibrate, no beat. I'm so hung up, one reply would be sweet. No message from you.
Yeah.
Aerox.
That's great.
That's a good one.
That is really, really, really great.
So many good songs to play drums to.
Yeah, a reminder that Dave is using equipment from Croker Percussion.
Yeah,
CrokerPercussion.com, one of our sponsors.
Good stuff.
And all these songs come
from. That got
from,
the blood removing, didn't
it? Yeah, sure did. It does, man. There's so many good. There's a track, the ninth song on the record, the one where you said it was The Who. They kept on thinking that was The Who song.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Lovers Can't Be Friends.
That's a rocker. I mean, there's some great. Yeah. What I love about it, the variety of. Yeah, it's some killer.
That's a Bobby call. Look at The Who.
Yeah.
So like give us just a taste, Hank. You have to play the whole song. Give us a little taste of it.
No, they try, remember? Right?
Sure.
One, ready?
Wait, no.
Yeah, you got two, nothing.
Yeah. Hold on, dude.
Yeah.
All right.
One, two.
Okay.
One, two, three, four.
A friend to stand by you when the going gets tough. Help you mend your fences. Help you plow the rough. Lovers break your heart, leave you stranded there. Out in the cold, keep your cupboard bare. Make you play the fool. Something a friend won't do. No. Lovers can't be friends. Lovers can't be friends. But friends can be lovers. Lovers can't be friends.
Yeah.
That's a little bit.
So the album, it definitely rocks in places. It's country in places.
Trying, and it's a beautiful mix. I got five rockers and five easy listeners.
Right.
And
it just kind of worked out that way. It's not like there's a side A and a side B, the rock side and the country side.
But you could romance your babe with five of those.
Right, and then you could get out and party.
And party to the others.
Yeah, that's...
And what's cool about this record, too, is right now it's being... it's being distributed and worked through radio across the country now.
And I hope
which is really great.
I hope he hits like WRTI.
We want to get it out there, you know.
And the physical thing, I know that nobody buys, wants CDs anymore. Everybody, and that's fine. You listen to it, on your streaming devices. I like having, we brought a couple copies. I like having a physical copy of mine. And we're losing that. I mean, no new cars come with CD players.
They're going to start putting record players in cars.
What am I going to do with my 4,000 CDs? Where am I going to listen to them?
I resent being forced into the future.
So thank you for putting a physical copy out this week.
Vinyl next for that thing. But like I said, you could be in, across the country. Our friend Bob Law is working that record, and let's hopefully you can get it in your around America.
And by the way, if you like what you hear from Wink and from Skip, a little shameless plug for past episodes of the podcast. You can go back. Wink was on episode 22.
And now
44. So we'll have you on at 66. Every 22 episodes.
I like how that works.
And Skip was on episode 30, which happened to be the first day of the Philly season, which is why we had you on. And we were all so optimistic and excited back then.
They beat Boston. They beat Boston two games in a row.
And Skip, that Bryce Harper song you performed on the show. It didn't take off.
You guys got me. And I was just thinking about that today. I said, I can't believe I should have played the. I wrote one for Rhys Hoskins when he first came to Philly to give to the Phillies. And they said, Skip, we can't play that. He's too shy. Same thing happened with Chase Utley. But I wasn't thinking. My brain just was. You stick a microphone in my head, and I lose what I'm supposed to say sometimes.
I'll tell you, it's the start of Eagles football season, so it's exciting.
Yeah.
The Birds looking good, and they've got preseason tonight, but that means what it means. But next week we start. But
still, and my son Phillies. Major will be doing pregame raps this year.
Yeah.
He's going back,
man.
Do his 2 minutes.
We should talk about how Mage is so talented.
Oh, yeah, I know.
And what he has going on. I mean, that guy,
When you look on that CD, Andy.
Yeah.
On the circumference of – no, the actual –
The cover.
Major's – my son's help was so invaluable
that I had, if you see it, read it.
Yeah.
All songs written by Don Lee Van Winkle and Major Van Winkle.
Oh, yeah. Oh, there it is.
You, his rock solid ideas, yeah. Right?
That guy is amazing. I mean, he's super talented.
He's the one that did, when he goes, so I put down the phone. It's all Major stuff.
The dynamic part where we come down.
At the wall. He said, don't change the chords.
Yeah.
He wrote most of the verses of Great Unknown.
Yeah. He's a wordsmith, that guy. He's got going
you
on.
You think I'm a wordsmith. Yeah, yeah. This guy is immediate.
Yeah. Wow. Well, he learned to speak English. We didn't.
Yeah, right.
I call Major.
A great artist. He makes great tracks for his music, and he's a great, he can really spit. He's a rapper, but it's not a booty call. Yeah. This guy's got a lot of angst and a lot of things.
Good things to say. Look out, world. Because he's just getting started, and that's one of those things.
He'll be releasing something in September.
Yeah.
Everybody's. It's a Philadelphia kind of fall.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I say that Mage is a perfect example of genetics going right.
Yeah.
That's my thing about Mage.
Look at his parents.
He's got the talent, and it's too bad he's just too shy. That's the only problem.
He's not good looking or not.
Yeah, that too.
Look out, ladies. Yeah,
yeah.
He's a great guy, and if you get the chance to meet him, you're a lucky.
You won't forget him, just like his dad. You just fall right in.
Absolutely.
Like you were saying, how we met. It was like, I heard this guy playing. I went, that guy could really play.
Right.
And I still don't know how. I got into the Wanderers. I still don't know how that happened, but I was really grateful to play with Michael Radcliffe, Daoud Shaw, and Winkle. And
Daoud, we should tell you, Daoud played drums with Van Morrison. And Van Morrison, he does not suffer fools, he does not suffer drummers. Because you got to be a great field drummer to play with him. Man.
Yeah. Van went on tour about 30 years ago.
Asked
for David Shaw.
Because he's a guy who listened and he played the feel, and he was just such a great, great drummer.
He also was the first drummer. He played 200 shows on Saturday Night Live.
I was just going to say, he was the first drummer. Can you imagine how what a gig that was to leave that gig to go play with Van.
If you ever see the episode with the Bumblebees, the band is in Bumblebee.
Right.
They came in the dressing room 10 minutes before they went on and said, put these on.
He had great stories. That is another guy. You just love sitting around before a show or rehearsal or whatever we're doing and just listen to Doug tell stories and you just get, what? You did what?
Man, we had such great, like, there's so many guys that, you know, loved and lost, you know, like Joey Wilson, Alan Mann, guys, Daoud, Robert Hazard. I mean, you could go on.
Oh, yeah. T.J. Tindall. Richie Ingley.
Just so many. I most recently wrote.
George Manning.
Recorded Heaven Laughs about, it's about that. It's about, you know, the Hooters heard this song and it was never really heard a lot. We hardly ever played it, but it's about, I wanted to make the video focus on the loss of incredible people like that.
Good idea.
It's one of those
A worthy tribute.
Yeah.
My sister-in-law, Rini, went to an American Indian healer, and at the end of it, she goes, told her not to worry, that no one really dies. So especially in our profession with music, music never dies.
That's good to hear. Neither does
the spirit that created it.
Indeed, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah,
amen for that.
We just got good drums up there. Or wherever we go.
Well, you got something you can carry now. You don't have to worry about
that. There's a kit waiting for you, Dave. I'm sure. Hey, let's just real quick take a word from our friends at Behavioral Pediatrics and ABA Therapy Associates, and then we'll be right back with more from Skip and Wink.
Hi, my name is Gabe, and I have autism. When I was diagnosed with autism, I realized it was hard for me to do what people call normal. For example, I would get easily upset and overreact to small problems. When it was time for me to go to college, I had an especially hard time. That's when I went to Behavioral Pediatrics and ABA Therapy Associates.
Gabe made the right choice.
They helped me prepare for college with my interests in mind. They taught me coping strategies, organization skills, and self-advocacy. Not only that, they boosted my confidence using evidence-based treatment programs such as Think Confident, Be Confident. This helped me prepare for employment opportunities as a peer mentor here at Behavioral Pediatrics and ABA Therapy Associates.
We are dedicated to improving the lives of teens and young adults with autism.
Thanks to them, I'm better prepared for college and can continue my life's journey. Now I can pursue a career in animation and continue my job as a peer mentor. Behavioral Pediatrics and ABA Therapy Associates in Lansdale, PA. Call us at 267-663-7141.
You know,
all right, we're back, guys. So we're going to play another song, or these guys are not going to play, but these guys are going to play another song from Wink's new album, Great Unknown. And it's a song that you played for the very first time right here in the studio on your last appearance.
Yeah. That's right, Andy.
And
Maiden Voyage right here.
Well, now we're going to hear a full version with Skip and Dave. And it's called Waiting. It's a beautiful song. You want to say anything about the song, Wink? Or just
No, it's self-explanatory.
It is, indeed.
All right.
Woke up this morning, brushed my teeth and made the bed. I put the coffee on like I have so many days. Something's missing, you're not here anymore. Still I'm waiting for you to walk through that door. Driving home from work last night, I was feeling kind of blue. Things don't have the same thrill that they used to. A smiling face, a warm embrace, and maybe more. Still I'm waiting for you to walk through that door. Walk on through the night, walk on through the light, walk on through the pain, walk right through that wooden frame. Darling, I'm waiting for you to walk through that door. Everything's different now, not quite as much fun. But I see your image in the moon and the clouds and the rising sun. It's a blessing, no man could ask for more. Still I'm waiting for you to walk through that door. Walk on through the light, walk on through the light, walk on through the pain, walk right through that wooden frame. Darling, I'm waiting for you to walk through that door. Yes, I'm waiting for you to walk through that door.
That's awesome. And having Skip's backup harmony vocals on there just adds to it. That's
thank you very much.
Yeah, that's
pleasure to play on my
shadow.
That song should be on the radio.
That song should be on the radio.
It really should.
Beautiful.
I mean, it's
so good.
Thanks, Andy. We played that at a memorial service.
Oh yeah.
How about that? A month ago?
Yeah.
About a month ago.
Oh man.
And it
for
was
David Carroll.
David Carroll. Yeah.
The I'm sorry I missed that too. I was another historical
beautiful
guy.
Ceremony.
Hot Club. That was David had the Hot Club,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Artemis, the Hot Club.
Bar Noir and Carol's Lumbar.
And the Top Cats and Stray Cats. He was big with them. He helped them get started.
Yeah.
Bobby Startup was at your gig.
Yeah, man.
It was nice to see Bobby.
I know.
But I told Wink this. Bobby, you know, Bobby's...
Doesn't go out much.
He don't get out. So he came to the show, and afterwards he called me the next morning.
Did he?
And he said, man, that show was great.
Oh, did he really? He really did.
He's a critical
And he loved the album.
Oh, that's so great.
He did. He loved it.
Well, he knows it's authentic. It's real. That's Bobby's
thing. I told him,
thing.
I said, Bobby, that's no a pretty good compliment coming from you.
Yeah. Wow.
All right, so as far as I know, Change, the only recording that's out there that has all three of you guys on it, now I could be wrong, but as far as I know, the only recording is right in the pocket's version of Frankfurt Ale.
Oh, yeah, right.
With Wink and Skip was on that session. Yeah. So this is, of course,
you're not going to let me out of here,
the American Dream put this on their only album, 1970, and the Hooters kind of borrowed from it and beat up guitar.
There are a lot of people, like, God bless those guys, but that line, it can't get to heaven on the Frankfurt Ale. That was, I love the story behind that because, you know, when the American Dream did that, and contrary to
on the
some
way to
people,
rehearsal,
yeah, they've written some
on the Frankfurt Ale.
They didn't come up with that line. The Hooters didn't come up with that line. It was American Dream.
And I don't know if they ever credited the American Dream.
No, they didn't. I'm a little miffed. We didn't get any print or anything. Right. Courtesy of
In the Pocket rectified it a little bit by bringing the song back to the public consciousness where they recorded Frankfurt Ale. So you guys want to try it?
Well, to be honest, it's taken from the song "Can't Get to Heaven on the Trolley Car." Charlie Carr don't go that far.
Right.
So,
right,
it's sort of really public domain at that point.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
All right.
1, 2, 3.
Can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale. Can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale. Can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale. Call the Frankfurt Ale. Go straight to Frankfurt. Jump on the train, y'all. Gotta buy your ticket. Climb aboard. Frankfurt Ale. Well, can't get to heaven on the Frankfurt Ale. Can't get to heaven on the Frankfurt Ale.
That's right.
Can't get to heaven on the Frankfurt Ale. Cause the Frankfurt Ale goes straight to Frankfurt. Can't get to heaven. Take it to the bridge. Jump on the train, y'all. Buy your ticket. No graffiti. Frankfurt Ale. Well, can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale. Can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale. Can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale. Cause the Frankfurt Ale goes straight to Frankfurt. But Skip, get on a 69th Street and ride it up the bridge. Or get off at Allegheny if that's where you live. Somerset to Millbourne, Huntington to Berks, ride it to the ball game or ride it home from work. Church to your Condolphin, Erie and Tarsdale too. City Hall is the 63rd, Spring Garden waits for you.
Woo!
Gerard up to Tioga, the zoo to the Liberty Bell. Be you Catholic, Jewish, or Margaret Orthodox. 1, 2, well, can't get to heaven on a Frankfurt Ale.
No way.
Thank you, America, and good night.
Now, how about that? How about that?
And that's without a rehearsal, folks.
That's the best way to do it. Yeah. You rehearse it, you think it's too much, and you got to just play it, man.
Hey,
that's the way it's done.
The In the Pocket session with Frankfurt Ale, you had so many people in the studio for that. The kids from School of Rock, Greg Davis. Check out, I had the wrong website last week. It's not inthepocket.org. It's songsinthepocket.org. Sorry, Dallin.
Yeah.
Songsinthepocket.org. It's got the making of all these songs, and there's a great video from Steve Aceto on the making of all the songs. But that one's great because...
Kids.
She didn't correct me. I corrected
she
myself.
She corrects me.
The In the Pocket. Speaking of In the Pocket, Dallin will make me make Dallin happy here. And plug your show
October 5th
at the Ardmore Music Hall.
Right.
Wink will be there. I'm sure Skip will be there that night.
Yes, he's going to come.
I begged Dave.
You didn't beg me. He's welcome anytime.
I didn't mean to force myself.
No, you're welcome.
You're in the family now, Skip.
You're welcome.
So, I'm honored.
That's October 5th at the Ardmore. Songsinthepocket.org. Yeah. Go in for ticket information.
Yeah.
And then I know there's another show coming up, Dave, that you wanted to promote. It's a celebration for Glenn Goss.
Yeah, my buddy, my dear friend, Glenn Goss, passed away, I guess it was almost a little over a month ago, and we're going to do a celebration of his life at the Calvary Chapel Church. It's a big, they got a stage. Our friend Joe Foch has made it available to us, and that's going to be on October 24th.
Oh, that's nice.
Charlie Ingwe hit me up yesterday. He goes, oh, I saw that you're going to do something for Glenn. So, you know, there's some friends from Trudy Handelman and her, some people from West Coast are going to come. And,
very nice.
And it's going to be a great event to honor a great guy. Great guy. That's songwriter. Great friend. So that'd be
yeah,
fun.
So, okay. Yeah. Well, we got time left because we started a little late, yeah. And we got these two incredible talents in the studio. So we're not. If you guys don't mind, I'd love to hear more live music.
What do you want to do?
How about you guys mind doing "My Babe"?
Ha! Here we go.
Kill her over here.
Okay, let's see. Let's try that. Oh, shuffle.
Another old American Dream song that In the Pocket still performs, and you wink, you kill this every time you do it.
So, he does. Yeah.
Well, I mean that in a good way, obviously.
Yeah. I think with the acoustic guitar, it's going to kill me.
It's going to be
a shot.
That's hard. That's going to be good. It's great.
Ready?
Yep.
So I can hear it. Yeah.
Love my baby better when I see her in a sweater and a real tight skirt. She's so fine. Love my baby better when I see her in a sweater and a real tight skirt. She's so fine. Said I love to love my baby, think about her all the time. I like the way she walks, I like the way she talks. She make her feel so good, like a young girl should. Lord, I like the way you smile.
Once in a while,
she's my baby. I like the way she walk, I like the way she talk. She make me feel so good,
she make me feel so good,
like a young girl should.
Lord, I like the way you smile.
Once in a while, she my babe. Talk about my baby.
I'm loving that. You guys should take this configuration on the road. I'm serious. You go play a coffee house or a little bar.
Yeah.
People would pay to hear you guys play.
We can call it unplugged and out of your mind.
It's good.
This is great.
But there's a lot more rooms that are available right now to do that kind of stuff. Our friend Laura Mann has a place called The Living Room there in Ardmore. We could go do that there. Be fun.
Yeah. I know that, a lot of our shows, it's built around the conversation and we have a few live performances. Yeah. But when I talked to you, Dave, about having Wink and Skip on together, what I had in mind was like pretty much what happened today, just a bunch of live performances, kind of off the cuff.
Right. Comparable with that.
It's just great. This is like a little mini concert going on at 11:30 in the morning on a Thursday. Yeah. Your musicians aren't supposed to be so energetic at this hour.
I'm glad you said that because I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing up so early?
The audience heard me in the first tune. I wasn't quite ready for that.
Not enough caffeine yet.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was no way I was singing Charlie's part on that. On
you
that
did
part
great.
We got a couple more minutes?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got time. Yeah.
Skip, would you do a little of a...
The one I did
Think About
Dave
Us.
Said?
Think About Us.
Oh, sure, I can do that.
I listen to this. I'm coming home, you know, because we're going to do this concert. So I'm listening. Skip gave me a CD with his tunes, and I know them all. Yeah. But I was refreshing, and this tune came on, man.
Not yet.
Brought me tears. Brought me to tears.
Wow.
I had to call him late, 11:30 at night, tell him.
Hey, before they start the song, I want to thank our producer, engineer, Taylor.
Because
it was
Taylor.
A little difficult setup this week with all the guitars and Dave. So we got a bunch of different microphones set up. And so thank you, Taylor, for the great work you do
back there.
Thank you.
Again, I have to mention the admiration I have for David and Dallin for all the work they've done and all these people that he's talked about today and that we've talked about. Man. He's helped bring them together in this In the Pocket thing.
Hey.
And it's just such a worthy venture that it has to be told.
Thanks, Wayne.
You know, you're the man.
You deserve it.
You have endless
energy.
He's Dave's the hardest working man in show business, but also probably the nicest man in show business.
I have my moments where I'm not so nice. They can tell you.
Yeah, I'm
That fucking guy.
Yeah, man.
Oh, by the way, I mentioned Taylor. We're here at Wildfire Studios in West Deptford, New Jersey. Yeah, so I should also mention the place that posts this every
day. And we found the place despite the GPS.
Yeah, we beat even without Dave.
Yeah.
Well, let's play the song.
All right, play the song. Yeah.
All right.
When my thoughts are jammed and crowded, like Monday morning's early rush, and when hopes and plans are damned and dreams are crushed, when a prayer goes unanswered, friends betray their trust, when the blue skies turn dark clouds open up, I think about us, think about us, and I can feel the strength and the warmth of your hand in mine, down this path that we take together, side by side. Others might give up, curse their love. I just think about true love, and I think about us. Think about us, and we'll put loneliness behind us. Though the journey might get rough, we'll find comfort in the courage of our love. And then all these petty troubles won't amount to much, safe inside each other's hearts when time. Think about us. Think about us. Yeah, I think about us and the promises we share. And I'm safe and secure in my heart knowing you'll be there. And we've got more than dreams are made of. And when I think about true love, I think about us. Think about us. Think about us. I think about us.
Very, very nice.
Thanks. I should have mentioned that was a wedding song.
That's awesome.
Inspired by, the people that weren't given their marriage licenses because of the same sex. Couldn't get a wedding cake. And then a couple of friends of mine were getting married and said, can you play a song at our wedding? And I said, I don't have any wedding songs. And then you know how things happen and just different impetus and stimuli happen. And it all rolled into that one.
That's beautiful, song.
That's nice. Hey, Skip, do you have anything? I know we've been talking about the song you have on Willie's new album. Anything else that you want to promote right now, or should we just go to your website?
We got skipdenneberg.com has a website, and we have a show at the Haverford Music Festival, September 7th.
Oh, that's
and so then
great.
I got a show at the Sellersville Theater with Ray Wiley Hubbard.
Oh, cool.
And then we got your thing coming up.
And you've got a band thing coming up.
That's the Haverford Music Festival.
Wow, awesome.
Wink will be there. And
all right, so go on skipdenneberg.com. Go on donleevanwinkle.com to order album Great Unknown and find out where Wink's going to be playing. And, of course, songsinthepocket.org to catch all the news within the pocket. And, of course, get your tickets for the show at the Ardmore on October 5th. Need to thank our sponsors again. Croker Percussion, Dave's playing their all show. Eric Metz,
sounds
thank you
great.
Very much for your support and for promoting us. And, of course, Behavioral Pediatrics and ABA Therapy Associates in Lansdale working with autistic children, teens, and young adults. We can't have Wink in the studio. I know you played this last time, but we can't have Wink in the studio without a little peace, love, and understanding.
Oh, my
God. Right? Am I wrong, Dave? Am I wrong?
Yeah.
Skip, am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong about that, man.
Wink, you cool with that?
I'm cool.
All right, we're going to wrap up with a...
I got to say one thing.
Okay.
My favorite line about Wink is, you plug them in, turn them on, turn them loose.
That's right.
All right, this is always the highlight, one of the many highlights of an In the Pocket show, Wink doing a little peace, love, and understanding.
As I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity, I ask myself, is all I've lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery, sweet misery? Girl, each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. Tell me what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding. Tell me what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding. Times my spirit gets so downhearted sometimes. So where are the strong? Who are the trusted? Where is the harmony, sweet harmony? Girl, each time I feel it slipping away, makes me just want to cry. What's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Oh, what's so funny about peace, love, understanding? Where is the harmony, sweet harmony? Girl, each time I realize this inside, there's one thing I want to know. Tell me what's so fun about peace, love, understanding. Oh, what's so fun about peace, love, understanding? About peace.
go.
The great Winkle, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. Skip Denneberg, yeah. Dave Wasikinen. What? Yeah. I'm such a friggin' lucky guy to be here for that. That's awesome. Hey, we made this man work this morning, so go out and buy his album, Great Unknown. Oh, it's thanks, worth your yeah. while.
Hey, I got an album, too,
and
don't forget.
And go skip, buy Skip's album, too. And, of course, go see In the Pocket, any chance you got.
And we got a live record, too, so buy that one.
Buy Dave's live record, yes.
Thanks for the opportunity.
It's so great having you guys back.
Thanks
so much.
Thanks so much.
Wink, Skip. Dave, how awesome was this, man?
Oh, what a great day.
This was great. All right. Well, thanks again, everybody. Thanks to Wildfire Radio, Philly Rock Radio, Taylor Behind the Glass, Croker Percussion, Behavioral Pediatrics, Wink, Skip, Dave. I'm Andy. We'll see you next week on In the Pocket.